A sloth, a donkey, and a curious human. Send a prompt and see what they're doing. One hits record with a question on his mind. Two brothers pick it up, see what they find. Corn takes his time, Herman's got the facts. Back and forth, they never hold back. My weird prompts, come on in, that's where we begin. My weird prompts, glad you're here.
This episode was generated using artificial intelligence. Please verify facts.
You know, Korn, this whole show runs on GPU compute, and we wouldn't be here without Modal.
Seriously. And that's what powers all our text-to-speech. Everything you're hearing right now.
They're an AI infrastructure platform. Developers use them to run GPU workloads in the cloud with zero infrastructure headaches.
If you're building anything with AI, check them out. Modal.com. Welcome back to my weird prompts. I am Korn Poppleberry, and joining me as always is my brother and co-host Herman Poppleberry. Now, Herman, you have that look on your face again. That look that says you have been up to something in the studio.
I do have that look, Korn, and I'm not going to apologize for it, because today is the triumphant return of Herman's Music Hour, Volume 2.
Oh boy, here we go. For those who missed Volume 1, Herman revealed to the world that he, a data-obsessed talking donkey, has been secretly moonlighting as a DJ. He fills in at the post-punk show and everything. Last time, he played us his original emergency preparedness songs based on Israeli Homefront Command protocols.
The Sing-Along Prepping Album, which I still maintain is an important contribution to public safety education.
You made a dance track about running to your bomb shelter within 90 seconds, Herman.
And it was catchy. But today I have something different, something seasonal, something that speaks to the soul.
Oh no!
Oh yes. Passover is coming up, Korn. Passover 5786, and I have been in the studio, well in Suno, preparing a very special set. I have produced covers, reimagined versions, of 6 classic Seder songs from the Haggadah.
Okay, I need to pause you right there. When you say you have been in the studio, what you actually mean is, you have been typing prompts into an AI music generator.
I have been creatively directing an AI music generator. There is a difference.
Is there, though? Did you play a single instrument? Sing a single note?
I provided the artistic vision. Korn, every great production has someone at the helm making the big decisions. I am the Quincy Jones of AI Seder music.
You're a donkey who typed words into Suno and hit generate.
I typed very specific words into Suno and hit generate multiple times until I was satisfied with the output. That is called iteration. That is craft.
Right. Well, for any listeners who may not be familiar, a seder is the ceremonial meal that kicks off the Jewish holiday of Passover. Families gather around the table, you follow along in a book called the Haggadah, which tells the story of the Israelites leaving Egypt, and there is a lot of singing throughout the evening. Some of these songs have been around for centuries.
And now they have been given the Herman Poppleberry treatment, updated for the modern era.
The modern era being a donkey and an AI. I am sure the rabbis are thrilled. Okay, so what have you got for us? Walk us through the set list.
Right, so I have 6 tracks lined up, and they follow the flow of the Seder night itself. First up is Kadesh Urhatz. This is the song that lists out the entire order of the Seder, all the steps you go through during the evening. Think of it as the table of contents set to music. It is like a roadmap for the whole night.
So you start by telling people what is about to happen to them for the next 4 hours.
3 to 4 hours, and yes, it sets the stage. Next is Manishtana, which is the 4 questions. This is the one that the youngest child at the table traditionally sings. Why is this night different from all other nights? That sort of thing.
That is the one every Jewish kid has a core memory of being pushed in front of the entire family to sing while all the uncles stare at you.
A beautiful rite of passage. After that, we have Avadim Hayinu, which means, we were slaves. This is the heart of the story, really. We were slaves in Egypt and now we are free. It is a powerful theme and I think the cover really captures that weight.
Did the AI capture the weight? Or did you capture the weight?
We captured it together, Korn, collaboration. Then comes Dayinu, which is probably the most famous Seder song of all. The word means, it would have been enough. The idea is, you list all the miracles, and after each one you say, Dayinu, it would have been enough. But then there is another miracle on top of that. It builds and builds.
That one I actually know. Even non-Jewish people tend to know Dayinu. It is a real earworm.
It is the catchiest song about divine intervention ever written, and my version does it justice. trust me. After Dainu, we have Ekadmi Yodea, who knows one. This is a counting psalm. Who knows one? I know one. One is our God. Who knows two? I know two. And it keeps going up to 13. It gets faster and faster, and everyone tries to sing the whole thing in one breath.
So it is the Seder's version of a tongue-twister endurance test.
More or less, yes. And then, the grand finale. Chad Gadya, One Little Goat. This is the song that closes out the Seder. It is a chain song, kind of like the house that Jack built. A father buys a goat for 2 coins. Then a cat comes and eats the goat. Then a dog bites the cat, and on until the angel of death shows up, and then God comes and, well, handles the angel of death.
That escalated.
It always does. That is the beauty of it. You start with a cute little goat, and you end with mortality and divine justice. Classic Haggadah.
All right, I have to admit, that is actually a solid set list. 6 tracks covering the whole arc of the Seder evening. And you produced all of these as covers in Suno?
Every single one. I wanted to preserve the spirit of the originals while giving them a fresh sound. Some of them lean a little more electronic, some have more of an acoustic feel. Each one got its own treatment.
Herman Poppleberry, AI music producer and self-appointed custodian of Jewish liturgical remixes.
I am going to put that on a business card. Are you ready to hear them?
Hit it.
Listeners, here are 6 Seder classics reimagined for Passover 5786, starting with Kadesh Urhatz and running all the way through to Chad Gadya. Chag Samake, everyone. Happy Passover.
sumatsa khamek sumatsa
to help Ari the Lion in making new videos? So click on Ari's face to subscribe to Ari the Lion's YouTube channel. And don't forget to follow Ari on Instagram. Just search Ari _ the Lion. Shalom, everyone.
Thank you. صباح النور سارة في الخطرة ضحكة الخلبة دنا الشاغل شرغة داخلة القادية زابنا باب تغيز وزي خاد قادية شاد قادية فتح الشوخت في شاخة التورة شتاح المايا
back. That was all six tracks from Herman's Passover collection. I have to say, Herman, those were actually really good.
You sound surprised.
I am a little surprised, yes. Chad Gadya especially. That had a real energy to it by the end.
The goat song always delivers, I told you.
Well, there you have it, folks. Herman's Music Hour Volume 2, the Passover 5786 Cedar Remixes. If you are sitting down for a cedar this year, maybe cue these up during setup. Get the table in the mood.
I would be honored if even one family played my covers while arguing about whether the brisket is dry.
Thanks as always to our producer Hilbert Flumingtop. And big thanks to Modal for providing the compute.
This has been My Weird Prompts. Find us at myweirdprompts.com for RSS and all your podcast apps.
Chag Sameek, everyone.
Happy Passover. See you next time.
This episode was generated using Gemini Flash 3. Text-to-speech engine was Chatterbox.
Thanks for listening to our show, My Weird Prompts, where our thoughts go from slow takes to facts on cue. We change and follow through. My Weird Prompts, that's the close from sloth, from man, from long eared host. My Weird Prompts, until next time, stay curious, keep weird in mind.